Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII. But on this day in Tudor history, the 31st of August 1545, a contagious disease known as the Bloody Flux hit the port of Portsmouth, Portsmouth being on the south coast of England. The previous year, King Henry VIII had come to terms with Charles V, Holy Roman Emperor, over a war with their joint enemy, France. However, he was soon left high and dry when Charles betrayed him and came to an agreement with France. The ageing Henry VIII was intent on war, though, and set about gathering troops and ships at the port of Portsmouth on the south coast. France was also intent on invading England. On the 19th of July 1545, Henry VIII's ships, Henry Grace à Dieu and the Mary Rose, sailed out into the Solent off Portsmouth, leading the English fleet against the French, who'd advanced on them. Sadly, Henry VIII's favourite flagship, the Mary Rose, sank, taking with her most of her crew. This wasn't the only bad news for the English fleet. On the 1st of August 1545, Lord Lisle wrote to the Duke of Suffolk from on board the Harry, informing him of the bad news. The fact that disease had hit the ships that were making their way to Portsmouth to cross to Boulogne, which was now being threatened by the French. Lisle wrote, "There is a great disease fallen amongst the soldiers and mariners almost in every ship," explaining that the men had swelling in their heads and faces and in their legs, and that many of them had the bloody flux. On the 15th of August, Thomas Lord Poynings, governor of Boulogne, wrote to Henry VIII from Boulogne saying, "Am somewhat diseased with the bloody flux and forced to keep my bed these 3 days, and albeit I mistrust not but to recover." So this disease had obviously taken a hold there too. Poynings died just 3 days later. By the end of the month, there was an epidemic in Portsmouth and it killed many of the men serving on the ships stationed in the port. But what was bloody flux? Well, it's what we'd call dysentery today. It was a real killer in the medieval and Tudor periods, and it's still killing people in the developing world today. Symptoms include fever, stomach cramps, dehydration, and severe diarrhea. In severe cases, the sufferer would pass bloody stools, hence the name bloody flux. It is an infection spread through contaminated food or water, for example, water that has been contaminated by fecal matter, or person to person due to poor hygiene. There's little wonder that soldiers and sailors suffered when they were in such close contact and didn't have access to good hygiene and toileting. Dysentery can be caused by parasite or bacteria, and today treatment for it depends on which type of dysentery it is. It can include drinking plenty of water or special hydration drinks and medicine to kill parasites. Back in the Tudor period, treatment for the bloody flux would include bloodletting. As well as the soldiers and sailors of Portsmouth, famous victims of dysentery or the bloody flux include Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, who died of it at Leicester Abbey in 1530 while travelling to London to face charges of treason. Then there's Erasmus, the famous humanist scholar who died from dysentery in Basel in 1536. Sir Francis Drake, the Elizabethan explorer who died of it in Panama in 1596. And King James I, who died during a severe attack of dysentery in 1626, after having been weakened by a number of other health issues. When I looked up dysentery today, I found that fulminant amoebic dysentery has a 55 to 88% mortality rate, and that between 40,000 and 100,000 people die of it each year. It's still having a big impact on our world today. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 31st of August 1555, in the reign of Queen Mary I, former minister Robert Samuel was burnt at the stake in Ipswich, Suffolk for heresy. He'd continued to minister privately after being deprived of his living, and he'd refused to leave his wife. He stayed firm to his Protestant faith and became one of the Ipswich martyrs as a result. You can find out more about the man, his visions, his death, and the women who died as a result of their connections with him in last year's video. And you'll find a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.